Unit 7. Macho Bicycle. The first bicycle was built in 1869. It had a huge front wheel with pedals attached to it and a small back wheel. The front wheel looked like a penny farthing coin, which was used in Britain in the 19th century. And that's how the bicycle got its nickname, Penny Farthing. To ride this strange-looking vehicle, the rider had to mount the seat by standing on a porch or a stepladder. The bicycle was so high that the rider couldn't touch the ground with his feet. The penny farthings were very uncomfortable and dangerous to ride. They didn't have chains, gears, or even rubber tires. Riders had to have impeccable balance. If they fell off the bicycle, they could be seriously injured. The penny farthings were difficult to stop, too. A rider could easily be thrown over the handlebars onto the ground. This was called taking a header. Today, the expression taking a header is still used when someone crashes on a bicycle or on skis. Compared to today's technologically advanced bicycles, the old penny farthings look simplistic and a little silly. In the late 19th century, though, penny farthings were usually ridden by strong, macho men. They held races, and the winners became popular athletes. They even had their own nickname, wheelmen. In spite of all the risks and disadvantages of penny farthings, everyone wanted to ride them. Soon, new bicycles were being built. These new bicycles were much smaller and easier to ride. They had chains and, more importantly, rubber tires. Now, women and children could easily ride bicycles to school or to the market. The macho wheelman disappeared, only to be found in history books.